I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 348. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. Last week, I went to Palm Springs to celebrate my sister's birthdays. My sister's birthdays are only 5 days apart, and for the past couple of years, we've been going to Palm Springs to celebrate their birthdays. My youngest sister turned 30 years old, and in the United States, the 30th birthday is often referred to as Dirty 30. 先週、私は妹たちの誕生日を祝うためにパームスプリングスに行ってきました。妹たちの誕生日はたった5日違いで、ここ数年は妹たちの誕生日を祝うためにパームスプリングスに行っています。末の妹が30歳になったのですが、アメリカでは30歳の誕生日をダーティーサーティーと呼びます。Obviously, you don't become dirty when you turn 30 years old. It's just a wordplay and a fun way to welcome your 30s. For some, it's the last hurrah of their 20s, and it's common to throw a big dirty 30 party. Instead of throwing a big party, my sisters and I rented out a house in Palm Springs. We cooked, hung out by the pool, and played a bunch of games.
もちろん30歳になったからといって汚くなるわけではありません。これは楽しく30代を迎えるための単なる言葉遊びです。中には20代の締めくくりだと感じる人もいて、盛大なダーティーサーティーパーティーを開催することはよくあることです。私たちは盛大なパーティーをする代わりに、パームスプリングスの家を貸し切りました。パームスプリングスでは料理をしたり、プールサイドで遊んだり、ゲームをしたりしました。
Summers in Palm Springs are very hot and dry, and during our stay, it got up to 108 degrees. So we spent a lot of time in the pool, playing pool volleyball and pool cornhole. For those of you who are not familiar with cornhole, it's a game which players take turns throwing beanbags at a slanted board with holes in them. It's a really simple game, but super fun. It doesn't matter if you're a kid or an adult.Just about anyone can play. Cornhole is usually played on the lawn, but since it was so hot out, we played it inside the pool. It was so much fun.
パームスプリングスの夏はとても暑く乾燥しており、私たちの滞在中には42度まで気温が上がりました。そのため、私たちはプールの中でバレーボールやコーンホールをして過ごしました。コーンホールをご存じない方もいると思いますが、コーンホールは穴の開いた傾斜のある板に向かって豆が入った袋を順番に投げつけるゲームのことです。とてもシンプルなゲームですが、すごく楽しいです。子供も大人も誰でも遊べるゲームです。コーンホールは通常芝生の上で行いますが、この日はとても暑かったのでプールの中で行いました。とっても楽しかったです。
At night, we cooked Korean barbecue and continued playing games.At the house we stayed at, they had a giant Jenga that stood about 4 feet high. We played for about an hour, and in the end, I was the one that made the tower topple. We enjoyed the rest of the night hanging out in the backyard with the cicadas serenading us. Believe it or not, there are cicadas in Palm Springs. Hearing the buzzing of cicadas brought me back to my summer days in Japan. Anyway, it was a great birthday weekend for my sisters.
Happy birthday, Yoko and Ayumi. 夜は韓国風の焼肉をして再びゲームを楽しみました。私たちが泊まった家には高さ約 1.2 メートルの巨大なジェンガがありました。1時間ほど遊びましたが、最終的にタワーを倒したのは私でした。その後、私たちは裏庭でセミの鳴き声を聞きながら夜を過ごしました。信じられないかもしれませんが、パームスプリングスにはセミがいるんです。セミの鳴き声を聞いていたら、日本の夏の日を思い出しました。とにかく、妹たちにとっては最高の誕生日の週末になりました。ヨーコ、 Ayumi, お誕生日おめでとう。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. Do you think college is worth it? In today's conversation, Vicky and Sam discuss whether they think it's worth going to college. With tuitions going up every year in the United States, many Americans question if college is worth the cost. Let's listen to Vicky and Sam and see what their thoughts are on this topic.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんは大学には行く価値があると思いますか?今日の会話では、ビッキーとサムが大学には行く価値があると思うかどうかについて話し合います。アメリカでは年々授業料が上がっており、多くのアメリカ人が大学にはその費用に見合うだけの価値があるのか疑問に思っています。ビッキーとサムの話を聞いて、このテーマについて彼らがどんな考えを持っているか探ってみましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started! Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one. What good reasons does Sam list for going to college?
サムは大学に行く適切な理由としてどのようなことを挙げていますか?
Number two. Where does much of the financing of American colleges go to according to Sam?
サムによると、アメリカの大学の資金の多くはどこに使われますか?
Number three. What does Sam think a person should have before deciding to go to college?
サムは大学進学を決める前に何を持っておくべきだと思っていますか?
Live conversation.
Do you think it's worth it to go to college? Like, you know, are you glad that you did your 4 years and that you, like what you did afterward, was it necessary? You know, like how did it work out for you?In terms of your career and all that?
You know, this is hard because all of the things that I wish I had done at college, those were like the reasons that you should go to college. You should go to college to meet a lot of other people who are at college. You should go to college because that's where the professors and the visiting speakers and the events and all that stuff are.
Yeah.
The actual information that you get from college, you can get online.
You can get online. You can get books.
So that part is really not so important. And all the partying that you do at college, like you can party with people in other places too. So
yeah,
I think college can be valuable, but unfortunately,especially in America. And this might not apply to other countries that have better funded education programs, like for their citizens or just countries that have cheaper college. But American college has gotten very, very, very expensive. And that money is just, it's not actually in the classes and the professors. It's in the administration and, and other stuff. And so I think a lot of colleges are not worth it.There are some colleges that are still a good enough value. Because remember, you're going there for meeting people. You're going there for getting involved and making connections and learning from interesting people. You're not just going there to get it. If you just want a certificate that says 4.0, you don't need to spend a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, so, yeah.
As long as you are getting a good value for your deal, and like don't go into debt.If you can avoid that.
Yeah.
If you're getting,
too late.
Yeah, oops.
Yeah.
Then I do think it's worthwhile. But I think if you're just going because you think, well, if I go to college and I'll have some fun and then I'll just get a degree and then I'll just make a lot of money. Like, no, you won't. You'll get a degree and then you'll get a job at Starbucks like everyone else. Unless you major in something that is guaranteed to give you a good job.Have a plan. But if you do have a plan, go to college.
Let's go over the answers.
今日の質問に答えていきましょう。
Number one. What good reasons does Sam list for going to college?
サムは大学に行く適切な理由としてどのようなことを挙げていますか?
Sam thinks the opportunities to meet new people...Learn from professors and experience interesting events are all good reasons to go to college.
サムは新しい人と出会う機会、教授から学ぶ機会、 興味深いイベントを経験する機会、これらすべてが大学に行く理由だと考えています。
Number two. Where does much of the financing of American colleges go to, according to Sam?
サムによると、アメリカの大学の資金の多くはどこに使われますか？
Sam says that much of the money American colleges receives goes to administration rather than to classes and professors.
サムはアメリカの大学を受け取る資金の多くは授業や教授に充てられるのではなく運営費に使われていると言います。
Number three. What does Sam think a person should have before deciding to go to college?
サムは大学進学を決める前に何を持っておくべきだと思っていますか?
Sam thinks anyone thinking of going to college should only go if they have a plan.
サムは大学への進学を考えている人は将来のプランがある人のみ行くべきだと考えています。
Summary
会話の要約
Sam offers his thoughts on whether or not college is worth attending, particularly in the United States. For Sam, the main reason to go to college is to meet new people.
サムは特にアメリカにおいて大学は通う価値があるかどうかについて考えを述べます。サムにとって大学に行く最大の理由は新しい人との出会いです。
Sam feels that the actual information one can learn at college can be learned online. Sam also thinks that although partying is associated with college, people can party outside of college just as easily.
サムは大学で学べる実際の情報はオンラインで学ぶことができると感じています。また、パーティーといえば大学というイメージがありますが、大学の外でも同じように簡単にパーティーができるとサムは考えています。
Sam says one problem with American colleges is that they have become very expensive, and that much of that cost goes to funding the administration of American schools rather than their classes or professors.He recommends that students avoid taking out debt to pay for college, if possible.
サムはアメリカの大学の問題点として非常にお金がかかるようになったこと、そしてその費用の多くが授業や教授に充てられるのではなく、大学の運営費に充てられることを挙げています。サムは学生が大学費用を払うために借金をすることは、できれば避けた方がいいと言っています。
Sam discourages people from going into college without a plan, as it will likely not lead them to the jobs they desire. Instead, he recommends one should only go to college if they have a plan in mind.
Sam は、もし特にプランがないのであれば、大学に行っても希望する仕事に就けないことの方が多いので、大学に行かないことを勧めています。むしろ、プランがある場合にのみ大学に行くべきだと勧めています。
Phrases of the day.
今日のフレーズ
Number one. Work out.
うまくいく
Work out
はうまくいくやいい結果が出るを意味し、何かしらの行動がいい結果につながることを表す場合に使われます。例えば、いい結果になるといいですねと相手の幸運を祈る場合は
I hope it works out
と言います。ちなみに今日の会話でビッキーは
How did it work out for you?
と聞きましたが、ここでは大学はどうだった?キャリアにつながった?という意味合いになります。例文
Don't worry about it. I'm sure everything will work out.
心配しないで。きっとすべてうまくいくよ。
That's great news. I'm glad it all worked out.
いいニュースですね。すべてうまくいってよかったです。
What if your plan doesn't work out? What are you gonna do?
もしあなたの計画がうまくいかなかったらどうするの?
Number two. As long as.
何々さえすれば。
As long as
は状況によって様々な意味になりますが、今日の会話では何々さえすればという意味で使われます。例えば、練習さえすれば上達するよは
You'll improve as long as you practice
と表現します。例文
You can play video games as long as you finish your homework.
宿題が終わっていればゲームをしてもいいよ。
You can borrow my car as long as you fill up my tank.
ガソリンを満タンにしてくれれば私の車を使ってもいいよ。
It's okay to make mistakes as long as you learn from them.
間違ったってそこから学びさえすればそれでいいんだよ。
Number 3. Good value for
何々に見合う価値。
Good value for は何々に見合う価値を意味し、
この表現は一般的に
Good value for the money
金額に見合う価値と
Good value for the price
価格に見合う価値の組み合わせで使われます。
Good value for the money はコスパがいいことを表し、
逆にコスパが悪いは
Terrible value for the money と言います。
例文
Netflix is good value for the money.You should look into it.
Netflix はお得だよ。調べてみてよ。
That online English service is good value for the price.
あのオンライン英会話サービスはコスパがいいよ。
This place is a rip-off. It's terrible value for the money.
このお店はぼったくりだ。値段に見合わないよ。
Number 4. Worthwhile.
何々する価値がある。
Worthwhile
は時間や労力、お金などを費やす価値があることを意味します。特に膨大な時間や労力を費やすニュアンスが含まれており、困難で大変かもしれないが、それだけの価値があることを表します。例えば、やりがいがあるよは、
It's worthwhile.
やりがいのある仕事は、
It's a worthwhile job
と言います。例文
My job is challenging at times, but it's worthwhile.
私の仕事はたまに大変なこともありますが、やりがいがあります。
I believe that everything worthwhile takes time.
私は価値あるものには時間がかかると考えています。
You should get this textbook. It's a bit pricey, but worthwhile.
この教科書を買った方がいいよ。少し値段が高いけど価値があるよ。
Number 5. Like everyone else.
みんなと同じように。
Like everyone else
はみんなと同じようにを意味する表現です。例えば、私はみんなと同じように英語が好きですは、
I like English like everyone else.
または、
Like everyone else, I like English
のように文頭と文末で使うことができます。日常会話では just を加えて
I like English just like everyone else. Just like everyone else, I like English
のように表現することが多く、みんなと同じであることをより強調することができます。例文
I struggle with pronunciation like everyone else.
私もみんなと同じように発音に苦労しています。
I started studying English when I was in junior high, just like everyone else.
私もみんなと同じように中学生の時に英語の勉強を始めました。
Just like everyone else, I'm taking the TOEIC test next weekend.
私もみんなと同じように来週末 TOEIC の試験を受けます。
今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。Repeat after me. Number 1. Work out.Don't worry about it. I'm sure everything will work out. That's great news. I'm glad it all worked out. What if your plan doesn't work out? What are you gonna do? Number two.As long as. You can play video games as long as you finish your homework. You can borrow my car as long as you fill up my tank. It's okay to make mistakes as long as you learn from them. Number three, good value for. Netflix is good value for the money. You should look into it. That online English service is good value for the price. This place is a rip-off. It's terrible value for the money. Number 4. Worthwhile. My job is challenging at times, but it's worthwhile. I believe that everything worthwhile takes time. You should get this textbook. It's a bit pricey, but worthwhile. Number 5. Like everyone else. I struggle with pronunciation like everyone else. I started studying English when I was in junior high just like everyone else. Just like everyone else, I'm taking the TOEIC test next weekend. Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
Do you think it's worth it to go to college? Like, you know, are you glad that you did your 4 years and that you, like what you did afterward, was it necessary? You know, like how did it work out for you in terms of your career and all that?
You know, this is hard because all of the things that I wish I had done at college, those were like the reasons that you should go to college. You should go to college to meet a lot of other people who are at college. You should go to college because that's where the professors and the visiting speakers and the events and all that stuff are. The actual information that you get from college, you can get online.
You can get online. Books.
So that part is really not so important. And all the partying that you do at college, like you can party with people in other places too. So
yeah,
I think college can be valuable, but unfortunately, especially in America, this might not apply to other countries that have better funded education programs, like for their citizens, or just countries that have cheaper college. But American college has gotten very, very, very expensive. And that money is just, it's not actually in the classes and the professors. It's in the administration and, and other stuff. And so I think a lot of colleges are not worth it. There are some colleges that are still a good enough value. Because remember, you're going there for meeting people. You're going there for getting involved and making connections and learning from interesting people. You're not just going there to get it. If you just want a certificate that says 4.0, you don't need to spend a lot of money doing that. As long as you are getting a good value for your deal, and like don't go into debt if you can avoid that.
If you're getting
too late. Then I do think it's worthwhile. But I think if you're just going because you think, well, if I go to college and I'll have some fun and then I'll just get a degree and then I'll just make a lot of money. Like, no, you won't. You'll get a degree and then you'll get a job at Starbucks like everyone else. Unless you major in something that is guaranteed to give you a good job. Like have a plan. But if you do have a plan, go to college.
Awesome job today. The average tuition at a public four-year college is approximately $10,000 a year. If you attend a private four-year college, the annual tuition jumps up to roughly $35,000 a year. Keep in mind that that is tuition only. If you factor in living expenses, books and school supplies, transportation and other miscellaneous costs, you're looking at roughly $25,000 a year for a public four-year college and $50,000 a year for a private four-year college. That is a staggering amount. お疲れ様です。公立の4年生大学の平均的な授業料は年間約1万ドルです。私立の4年生大学に通うと年間の授業料は約3万5千ドルに跳ね上がります。しかし、これは授業料のみの金額で、生活費や教材代、学用品代、交通費、その他の雑費を考慮すると、公立の4年生大学では年間約2万5000ドル、私立の4年生大学では年間約5万ドルとなります。これは莫大な金額です。Recent data shows that the average student loan debt for recent graduates is more than $30,000. Like many college graduates in the United States, I graduated college with a huge student loan debt, and it took me 10 years to pay it off. And I learned quickly that just because you have a bachelor's degree, it doesn't guarantee a high-paying job. You have to pay your dues and work your way up. That is why for many college graduates, the first 5 years or so is a struggle because their student loan debt exceeds their income. When you consider the amount of student loan debt, some will argue that college is not worth it. 最近のデータによると、新卒者の学生ローンの平均借入額は3万ドルを超えています。アメリカの多くの大卒者と同様に、私も多額の学生ローンを抱えて大学を卒業し、完済するまでに10年かかりました。また、学士号を取得したからといって、高収入の仕事が保証されているわけではないことがすぐにわかりました。大卒者は努力して、自分の力で少しずつ経験を積まなければなりません。そのため、多くの大卒者は最初の5年ほどは学生ローンの借入金が収入を上回ってしまい、生活に苦労することになります。学生ローンの負債額を考えると、大学は割に合わないという意見もあります。皆さんは英語を勉強しているとき、英語を一緒に勉強できる仲間が身近にいたらいいのにな、と思ったことはありませんか？ハパ英会話公式コミュニティ、ハパバディーズは、英語好きなメンバーが集う会員制の Facebook コミュニティです。ハパバディーズでは、会話で使えるフレーズや表現を学びながらアウトプット練習を行ったり、他のメンバーと英語の情報交換をしたり、ネイティブ講師とオンラインで交流を深めたりしながら楽しく英語を学んでいただけます。もし、他の英語学習者とつながれる場所を探しているなら、ハパバディーズには英語を愛する素晴らしい仲間がたくさんいます。初月は無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。とても楽しいコミュニティなので、もしかするとあなたの人生が変わるかもしれません。So, what are you waiting for? Come and join the fun at Hoppa Buddies. You never know, it might change your life. Before you guys take off, don't forget to check out Podcast Plus. Podcast Plus is a new Hoppa Eikaiwa podcast service,And it's a platform that'll allow you to study this podcast more effectively and efficiently. The Podcast Plus includes the English and Japanese transcript of the entire episode, the English-only audio file, individual audio files, the full version of the live conversation, and much more. You can try it out for free for the first month, so make sure you take advantage of it. You can find more information about Podcast Plus on the Hoppa Eikaiwa blog.
最後に、ポッドキャストプラスを忘れずにチェックしてください。ポッドキャストプラスは新しいハパ英会話のサービスで、このポッドキャストをより効果的かつ効率的に学習できるプラットフォームです。ポッドキャストプラスには、エピソード全体の英語と日本語のスクリプト、英語のみの音声ファイル、個別再生用の音声ファイル、そしてフルバージョンのライブカンバセーションなどが含まれています。初月は誰でもポッドキャストプラスを無料でお試しいただけますので、ぜひ活用してください。ポッドキャストプラスの詳細については、ハパ英会話のブログをご覧ください。
You can find today's show notes on the Hoppa Eikaiwa blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode.
今日のエピソードの詳細はハパ英会話のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、また、ポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。
If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog.
ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は、Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。
Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.